All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another great week of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. We are coming to you from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria this week, and we have a great card for you as we have Curtis Thompson again defending the Interstate 74 title against Farouk. We have the Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. And the question is, what are we going to do with it? Well, I'm going to wait till that part of the card to let you know about that. And then we're going to end up with a American heavyweight title match. Jerry the King Lawler defending the title, not against Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker, as he will in a few weeks, but against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, the highest rated wrestler in the PWA. So we have all of that coming up, plus many more. So let's get right into the action. Opening match on the card is Johnny B. Bad versus Devin Storm. A battle between two guys that I've not quite figured out what to do with in the PWA. But they have a great introductory match for tonight's card. Devin has the match won after a frog splash, but referee Randy Anderson is distracted by Missy Hyatt. Apparently, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International isn't finished with Devin yet. Devin gets to his feet and yells at Anderson. Bad gets back to his feet. As Devin turns around, Bad nails him with the Tutti Frutti for the pin in a time of 10 minutes, 42 seconds. So no interference from Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, but Missy made her presence known to make sure that Devin lost the match. Still the mind play going to work with the First Lady of Wrestling. Next match is the Interstate 74 title match, continuing on in the gauntlet for Curtis Thompson, your Interstate 74 champion, facing Farouk for the third time. For the third time, Farouk comes down to the ring to put Thompson away for good. Thompson comes out with the Interstate 74 title belt. He declares that he is not defending the title tonight. Danny Davis comes out to say that the title will be defended tonight. Thompson starts to throw a tantrum, but Farouk stops the tantrum with a clothesline from hell. Thompson falls out of the ring. Thompson tries to walk back up the aisle, but he runs into Bradshaw. Farouk stops Randy Anderson from counting Thompson out again. Bradshaw drags Thompson back to the ring. Brian Christopher and the Southern Rockers come down to the ring as well. They set themselves as lumberjacks in the aisle. Farouk takes his time dismantling Thompson. Every time Thompson tries to escape, one of Sunshine's men tosses him back into the ring. Farouk finally takes the pin after a vicious powerbomb onto the turnbuckle in a time of 8 minutes, 32 seconds. Your winner and new Interstate 74 champion is Farouk from the Acolytes. So now we have one half of the American Tag Team champions also being the Interstate 74 champion. We'll see how long this ride lasts. Next match. In the ongoing saga between Austin Idol and Eric Watts, they drag their tag team partners into the mix this time. So it's Iceman King Parsons and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol facing off against Eric Watts and Chad Fortune. The former Illinois Tag Team Champions think they have an advantage, but Idol and Parsons have control for most of the match. Parsons allows Idol to have as much time in the ring as he desires against both Watts and Fortune. Parsons gets the pin after a powerbomb neckbreaker combo on Fortune in a time of 26 minutes, 33 seconds. Still, some bad blood between Austin Idol and Eric Watts over the Tower of Doom match at Christmas Chaos 3 weeks ago. Well, it's still going to happen. Next match, Razor Ramon faces off against Iron Mike Sharp. Razor comes down to the ring and demands that Iceman come back down to the ring and face him like a man. Winner should get a title shot at the Illinois heavyweight title. Eddie Gilbert comes out to the entrance ramp and says that Razor doesn't get the privilege of making anyone contenders for titles or demanding title shots. If Razor wants to have a shot at Bunkhouse Buck and the Illinois heavyweight title, he must prove himself. Razor demands to know how he can do that. Eddie tells him that he must defeat a former champion. Iron Mike Sharp comes out to the entrance ramp. Eddie tells him to take care of Razor so that he can get back to important matters. Razor and Sharp have a good match, but Razor takes every shortcut that he can get away with. With Nick Patrick down on the mat, Razor climbs out of the ring and grabs a chair. Missy screams for someone to come down and help Sharp. Iceman rushes the ring and slides in behind Razor. Razor turns around. Iceman nails him with the butt thump. Nick Patrick gets up to his feet and calls for the bell and for the disqualification in a time of 4 minutes 34 seconds. Your winner is Razor Ramon. After the match, Iceman and Razor brawl. Sharp grabs the chair and nails Razor over the head with it. Missy climbs into the ring as Iceman tosses Razor into the turnbuckle with a fireman's carry. Razor's feet gets tangled around the top turnbuckle pad. Missy steps in between Iceman and Razor. She places her hand on Iceman's chest. Sharp also steps in front of Iceman. He extends his hand to Iceman King Parsons. The crowd reacts negatively as Iceman checks with them. Missy tells him not to listen to them. She can get him the Illinois heavyweight title again. Iceman shakes Sharp's hand. Nick Patrick releases Razor from the turnbuckle. Sharp and Iceman grab Razor and whip him across the ring. Razor ducks a double clothesline and slides out of the ring to safety. The crowd still doesn't know how to react to Iceman's apparent joining of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Missy, Iceman, and Sharp leave the ring. The crowd has decided they are not very happy with Iceman King Parsons right now. Next match has Jimmy Garvin and living legend Larry Zbysko. And they have a great match. The flow of the match goes back and forth until Pringle and Alexandra get into an argument on the outside. Zbysko gets distracted by the managers. Garvin takes control of the match and gets the pin with the Brainbuster in a time of 14 minutes, 16 seconds. So this on-again, off-again storyline with Jimmy Garvin and Larry Zbysko picking up a little bit of heat here, maybe. Now we move to the interview desk and Lance Russell giving us an update on the international title tournament from the International Alliance of Wrestling. We had on the 8th, last Wednesday, Motor City Wrestling, Stone Cold Steve Austin defeated Barry Windham. On the 11th, at Maple Leaf Wrestling, Harlem Heat defeated the Briscoe Brothers. Again, that is Jack and Gerald, not Mark and Jay. The next night, on the 12th, Hawkeye Championship Wrestling, Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotunda defeated Pretty Wonderful. And then last night in Calgary, Stampede Wrestling, Owen Hart defeated Trevor Murdoch to advance in the tournament. So, what we have now is the title matches set up for this coming week. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Owen Hart to become the first IAW International Heavyweight Champion. Harlem Heat facing off with Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotunda to be the first IAW International Tag Team Champions. Both of those matches should be great. And we will see next week what happens with them. But for this week, we still have great tag team action as we have come to the Illinois Tag Team Titles match. In order to get a clean outcome from the four teams that are circulating around the Illinois Heavyweight or Illinois Tag Team Titles, we placed all four teams into a four corners elimination match. The titles are on the line. The RPMs are not excited about these circumstances. There are any number of ways that they can lose their titles in this match. Any number of ways one of the other teams comes out on top with the belts. In this elimination match, once one member of the team is pinned or submits, the entire team is eliminated from the match. The RPMs try to stay out of the match for the first few minutes. This allows the other three teams to tear into each other. Stephen Dunn pins Robert Fuller at 7:33. The RPMs are finally forced into the match as both the Nightmares and the Southern Rockers keep tagging them in. Danny Davis pins Mike Davis at 14:06. The champions have been eliminated. There will be new champions crowned in this match. So we have the Nightmares and the Southern Rockers left in the match. They have a great time for the next 12 minutes, but the other two tag teams try to get involved as well. Rex King gets the pin on Ken Wayne at 26:06. So that the Southern Rockers are your new Illinois Tag Team Champions. This does not sit well with anybody else, so all four tag teams are about back into the ring again before security comes down and breaks everybody up. The Southern Rockers leave with the title belts. All right, last match of the undercard. Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Rick Steiner. A kind of just random picking here of two guys in the American heavyweight division. And they have a great match, as you would think from these two guys and the caliber of wrestler that they are. Alexandra and Missy take that caliber to heart and respectfully stay out of the match. They let the two men in the ring battle it out. Adams tries to keep a quick pace, but Steiner gets the pin in a time of 15:19 with a belly-to-belly suplex. So Rick Steiner comes out on top this time. Now we have the American heavyweight title on the line, the required monthly defense of the title. Jerry Lawler comes down to the ring, expecting a quick warm-up match against Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. However, Eddie comes down to the ring and says that Jerry deserves a better opponent. Jerry wants to know who Eddie has in mind for his match. Eddie points to himself. He is the highest-rated wrestler in the PWA. This, of course, brings out the State Patrol, who Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker was supposed to be on this match. Parker gets in both Eddie and Jerry's face and demands that he have his shot. Eddie tells him that he can have the match tonight, but he would give up his guaranteed title shot at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Parker takes a moment and says he will keep his shot next month. So State Patrol leaves the ring, but they quickly come back to cause a disqualification as Lawler gets the win by DQ in a time of 4 minutes 51 seconds. Lawler is still the champ, but State Patrol tries to make an impression on both Eddie and Jerry. Eddie and Jerry gain advantage over State Patrol, eventually taking both members out of the ring with double clotheslines. Then Jerry and Eddie stand toe-to-toe against each other for a moment before Missy drags Eddie away. And that's how this week's card ends. Jerry Lawler getting the win over Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert by disqualification thanks to the State Patrol. And is there going to be more with Lawler and Gilbert? I guess we're going to have to see once we get to St. Valentine's Day Massacre and we have that guaranteed title match between Jerry Lawler and the winner of the Tower of Doom match at Christmas Chaos, Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.